We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Actually, not Scoot today. Todd Manessa is filling in for Scoot. He should be back with us tomorrow, hopefully. He's doing fine. He's had some doctor's appointments to go to today, which were during the time of the show, so that's why he's not here. Normally, he'd be doing it. Well, he had been doing the show from his house, and hopefully he will be in the studio soon. I know he's been itching to get back into the building and see everyone, but he should be back with us tomorrow. All right, coming up this hour, we're going to continue our conversation about the bicycles. I've got a lot of folks still online and a lot of people texting about it, motorists versus bicycles here in the city of New Orleans. That's how I classified it. It's not really a battle or a match. It's just how do we fix the issue with bicyclists? Because since Katrina, we've seen an increase, especially downtown, of people riding bikes everywhere. And we did put in those bike lanes. Some of them are dedicated. Some of them are not. They do share the same lane with traffic. And now the accident that did lead to all of this was not in a shared bike lane, I believe, but the guy drove into the bike lane, which is right next to the traffic lane. So should there be some kind of barrier between the two? Should there be some kind of a little bit more space? Other cities have barriers. Other cities have it on the other side of the parking lane. You know, there are all kinds of ways to do it. Would it cost money to do it? Yes, it would. Would it be tie up some streets to change things? Yes, it would. And I know some people complaining about that, but overall it would probably make things safer for motorists and bicyclists. And if it were maybe safer for bicyclists, more people would ride bikes to work and there would be less traffic on the streets. That's the general idea of it. What do you think? 504-260-1870, or you can text us at 870-870. Also, we're going to throw into the mix this hour. Representative Scalise, House Republican Whip Steve Scalise, he made the comment that he says Democrats are out of step with the American people on a lot of the things that they're refusing on the president's upcoming budget that they don't want to do. And my question to you is, who do you think, do you agree with him, or which party do you think is really out of step with the American people? Are both parties guilty of this to an extent? What do you think, and what have you seen? Who's out of step with the American people? Republicans or the Democrats? Or both? We'll take your thoughts on that as well at 504-260-1870 or your text at 870-870. All right, let's get back to the phone calls. Let's go to, I believe, Mike in Mid-City. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing fine, Mike.
Yeah, I had called in last week about this issue. With the bicycles. Hey, let's face it, man. If it not be for the federal dollars, you know, we wouldn't probably even be having this discussion right here.
If it wasn't for what? I'm sorry.
The federal dollars for the bicycle lanes. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. We wouldn't even be having this discussion.
Yeah, we wouldn't. We wouldn't have the bike lanes. You're right.
We wouldn't have the bike lanes. Another thing, we wouldn't have the deaths. Mm-hmm. Okay, and one thing is very, very striking about that is that all of the deaths were adults. Mm-hmm. You know, it's very striking, you know, that in the last 10 years on bicycles, mm-hmm. you know, and like I say, that is very, very striking. You know, I wish that people on bicycles, you know, would. And I'm not against yeah. people on bikes. Well, I just wish that they would, you know. Hey, look, we have a lot of problems with road rage between motorists. Mm-hmm. Now we add the bicycle lanes and stuff.
And some bicyclists have road rage with motorists. I've seen that too. Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, you know, this don't do number add five, you know, add more fuel to the fire.
Yeah.
You know, and
well, to answer your initial question, Mike, I think you're seeing more adults being killed now because you have more that are biking to work, and they're riding on streets that are, have more traffic, whereas juveniles, if you remember, I don't know how old you are, Mike, but if you're a kid from the 70s like me, we just rode our bikes in the neighborhood. We didn't go too far, and, you know, we didn't ride on the big streets. At least my parents, you know, don't go on the big streets. Stay on the little side streets or stay in your neighborhood and so forth, and it wasn't much traffic there.
Well, I'm from here, and you know, we rode all over.
Yeah,
we rode there. You know,
but did you ride? But I'm saying, did you ride on Poydras and St. Claude and all the big streets, or did you just ride the little back streets in the neighborhood?
All of them. You know, we rode on all of them. We rode on the shortcuts. You know, mainly, you know, what you want to do on a bicycle, you're going to take shortcuts.
Mm-hmm.
You ride the bicycle, you know, bicycle is for shortcuts.
Yeah,
and so you make your way around the city, you know, using the shortcuts, whatever shortcut the fastest way you could get me on the bicycle. That's that's what we did.
Yeah.
You know, and you know,
did you have a helmet as a kid, Mike?
No, we didn't. No, we didn't. helmet's new. I saw my brother with a helmet on the bicycle. I remember my brother used to put bicycle together when I was a little boy, and I like flipped out when I saw him with a helmet on, with a bicycle helmet on.
Yeah, if you're close to my age, if you'd put a helmet on in the 70s, all you would get done is your buddies would have thrown rocks at the helmet and try to hit you. That's about it. but they are good for safety, and I know that. So
yeah, they are. I agree. I agree. But you know, I mean, hey man, with the road rage, I mean, hey, you know, that incident that we had on Esplanade, that was a drunken driver / road rage.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, he pulled into the bike lane to pass somebody, yeah. So.
Right. And, look, I don't think the individual would have actually had to be drunk to do it, for to go off on a road rage like that, because, you know, I saw it happen.
Mm-hmm.
People were not being drunk and still go into these horrific road rages and have stuff like that happen. You know, but it happened.
So should they have dedicated lanes or some barriers or something to protect them?
Well, it's no gear. You don't have no gear from the motorists, and you don't have no gear from the bicyclists.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it's just like, you know, it's just how turn gets formed. You got a hot and cold weather come together, and then you have a twister, and then you have an explosion.
So you're saying you need more education on both sides, more instructions. I got you, Mike. Mike, have a good day, man.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Yeah, Mike's like me. He wouldn't have had the helmet in the 70s. Friends would never let you live that down back then. You had to have the banana seat, though. If you didn't have the banana seat, you weren't cool. And the big handlebars. 504-260-1870, or you can text us at 870-870. Someone texting here, hi, I'd be happy to be inconvenienced by roadway driving restrictions to facilitate the use of non-polluting transportation. With that said, please inform your listeners that unless you are in a neighborhood and a child, it is illegal to ride bikes on sidewalks. That's right. I've been hit by bikers 3 times. The last time caused permanent damage to my knee and back. That is why you can. I had people texting that. Why don't they just ride on the sidewalk? You cannot ride on the sidewalks in the city. If you're in the suburbs in a residential neighborhood, and you know kids ride their bikes on the sidewalks, but there's nobody home during the day in the summer when they're riding their bikes on the sidewalks, if you think about it. And there's really not a lot of people walking on the sidewalks in neighborhoods, in the suburbs. In the city, yes. Suburbs, usually not so much. All right, 260-1870, or you can text us at 870-870. If you got a line, hold on. We'll get to you as well. We'll continue this conversation about the bicycles. We'll keep our poll up and see how that goes. Our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo Opinion Poll. Should the city of New Orleans have dedicated bike lanes that are not part of traffic lanes? We'll be right back. It's Todd in for Scoot here on WWL. And welcome back. Todd Manessa is in for Scoot in Hoke at Master Controls. And we're going to continue talking about the bicycles. We got a lot of folks on the line, a lot of folks that are texting. Someone texted and said, don't care rules or rules. If kids are riding on the sidewalks with bicycles, they need to be ticketed too. Equal rights for all. Which reminds me of the an episode of the Andy Griffith Show where this spoiled rich kid was riding his bike on the, was breaking all the rules and was a bad influence on Opie and was riding his bike on the sidewalk. Yeah, I remember all these crazy stuff, Ian. And Sheriff Taylor told him, you ain't supposed to ride that bike on the sidewalk. And the kid started to ride again. He goes, I done told you once, son. He stopped him again, and he impounded the bicycle. To which the kid threw a fit and tried to get his dad to go get it back and so forth and so on. Another life lesson learned through the Andy Griffith Show. Let's get back to the phones to Michael in Covington. Hey, Michael, thanks for calling WWL.
Thank you. I have a lot of points to go over.
Go ahead.
By the way, I remember that same show, Andy Griffin.
Yeah.
They need more programs like that, actually. Okay, I'm an old man then, you must figure. And you did hit a good point. You were correct. Enforcement. Enforcement of all the law, all the laws, rules and regulations, mm-hmm. we're really lacking in it in New Orleans. And now I'm in Covington because of it. I just gave up, finally. By the way, kids, I believe, you have to look for the age group. I think children of a certain age are allowed to ride small bikes on sidewalks.
Sidewalks, yes, they are.
By law, I think they are allowed to. Mm-hmm. I remember in the mid-60s, I must say, bicycle licenses. There were many reasons for it. If your bike mm-hmm. got stolen, it was registered
yep.
with the police. Also, I think it helped because, if I remember correctly, I got some little pamphlet from the library, as I would say in New Orleans. I got a little pamphlet that gave me instructions about how to ride, which mm-hmm. I think was a good thing. I think bikes should be registered. I'm not saying to try to make a lot of money, recoup mm-hmm. the money that is spent, but I think it would help if we did have instructions about how to ride proper. Same thing with driving. I think we should have driver's licenses to teach people how to drive properly. Now, I'm being a little facetious there, but people don't seem to have to take a test anymore to get a driver's license. Passing on the right-hand side of someone is illegal when you drive a car. So although that person may have been drunk, but I see so many times people pass, even on the interstate, passing on the right is not really proper. I'm not sure if that's against the law, but you're not supposed to pass people on the right. Ads. I remember going to Fox 8 Defenders and telling them, hey, we have a problem with the bicycles. The mayor back then, Mitch Landrieu, mm-hmm. was promoting people riding their bicycles to work, but not giving any sort of lessons, if you will, reminding people of rules and regulations and so forth. It bugged the heck out of me. So I went to Fox 8 Defenders. They did a little thing on me, and I talked about the fact that, you know, about safety on bikes and so forth. I went to Bike Easy, and I'm hoping he's listening. Mm-hmm. I actually gave him a little videotape. I'm a professional photographer, videographer, and I made a little ad thing for him. He worked with me. He was in it. I was telling him we can put this on Facebook and or possibly get some news channel to share it or look at it and say they'll do their own because they don't always like to run other people's stuff, and that's fine. Just so we can, I mean, that's what the news is. They're supposed to get the word out, and I think once a month they should run something on bike safety, displaying how to follow the rules and so forth. Mm-hmm. We finished it, but then I was told by him, apparently corporate did not like the idea. He said, they're going to give me my own safety.
That's something completely different, Michael. But I know what you're talking about. I think I learned the bike safety rules in 4-H, if I remember correctly. I think one of the classes I took was bicycle, and that's where I learned all the safety rules and such. So
now we don't have people wearing helmets. That's mm-hmm. a necessity. Mm-hmm. They don't have lights. They should be stopped. And yes, there have been people given tickets for doing things wrong on bicycles. They should be stopped yes. at the very least. And maybe not given a ticket, but told, hey, go straight home, get yourself a light, get yourself a vest, get yourself a helmet, and be safe.
Right.
Yeah, period. So, I was told one time, a driver one time stopped on the street. I was riding on Canal Street. Driver stopped and said, young man, you should be on the other side so you can see traffic coming at you.
Mm-hmm.
I've also been told, and I'm a 65-year-old man.
Yeah.
I've also been told I should be on the sidewalk. I'm wondering if I was staggering a lot. I don't know. But anyway. you had one person called in and said, oh, no, we don't need to have training. common sense is enough. Common sense is not enough with driving a car. How can we expect to be enough also with understanding bicycling?
Right.
Okay, I spoke. I appreciate you letting me speak, by
all
the way.
Right. All right, Michael. Thank you. You said a lot of good things there. And a lot of the things that we have hit on, a lot of people have hit on our text as well, our text line at 870-870. Let's see. Do we have time to get to another call before we go to the break? All right. Let's go to Bob in CBD. Hey, Bob. You're on WWL.
Afternoon. How are you?
I'm fine.
Good. Hey, I'm listening to all this stuff, and I got reacquainted with the bicycle in the 70s. As soon as I figured out how to cram a lawnmower engine in a bicycle frame, I was gone on motorcycles. But a friend of mine was a peddler, and he talked me into getting a bicycle. So I went to Gus B. Tatzenbrough, and I bought a really nice one, which I still ride today. And it didn't take long to figure out that, you know, you're a target on the road. So that's what made me move back into New Orleans from Jefferson Parish, oddly enough, because the streets are a little wider. People tend to go around you. It's more interesting to look at the houses and all that. So I'm in Gentilly. But one time I was riding my bicycle, and they had this guy pull up alongside of me in a car with the window so tinted I couldn't see anything in the car with his stereo booming. And I was coming up to a red light right there by the library on Gentilly Boulevard. I can't think of the name of it offhand. And he starts coming closer.
Bob, I'm going to have to get you to hang on. I know you've been hanging on, but finish your story when we come back. We got to get to the news break here at the I'm up against the hard news break. Okay, I'm going to put you on hold, all right? I'll let you finish the story when we come back. Bob's going to tell us, he said he was somebody actually hit him on purpose while he was on his bike. So we'll hear more about that when we come back after this CBS News Upbreak and local news upbreak. Update. That's what I wanted to say. And welcome back. You heard the numbers, 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. Tom and S is in for Scoot. And we're talking about bikes and so forth and enforcing the laws. And somewhere I'm saying, here's a guy in Florida. Talk about enforcing the laws. He is accused of, quote, intentionally pressure washing his neighbor. Yeah. Pasco deputies arrested a Brooksville man accused of intentionally spraying his neighbor with a pressure washer on Friday. All right, deputies say they came out to the house, and he started up his the guy who got shot by the pressure washer, Johnny Plaster, came out of his house, and he's the one that used the pressure washer. He came out of his house, started up his pressure washer while his neighbor was outside weed blowing his yard. As the neighbor walked towards the front of his property, Plaster sprayed him with the pressure washer without his consent. According to the arrest affidavit, I'm not making this up, folks. The pressure sprayer caused dirt and water to hit the neighbor in the face and upper body, deputies say. Surveillance video, they actually have surveillance video on this, showed Plaster approach his neighbor and spray him with the pressure washer, according to the arrest affidavit. Plaster faces battery charges for intentionally pressure washing his neighbor in Florida. When I was growing up, you could go and squirt the neighbor with the hose. All, you know, it was just a joke. You know, they'd squirt you back or press the weed eater at you, you know, blow the weed blower. Just like, yeah, I don't know. I guess people are just too sensitive now that he got pressure washed. Yeah, I know pressure washer can hurt, but come on, you just probably squirted him once. But it was not his intention. It was unintentionally. It was without his consent. So remember that next time you're playing with the hose in the neighborhood. Let's get back to the phones. John in Metairie. Hey, John, thanks for holding on. You're on WWL.
Yes, my daughter was in Longmont, Colorado, going to the university.
Mm-hmm.
She was coming home from work and was getting ready to cross a four-lane highway, walked up to the pole, pressed the button. The little light came on, the little green man came on, said, it's okay for you to cross the street.
Mm-hmm.
She looked, no cars were coming. She stepped off the curb. A girl on a trail bike ran the red light, smacked into her, bounced her head off the curb. She was in ICU for 2.5 weeks and in the hospital for another 2.5 weeks. And that was 30 some odd years ago, and she has lingering effects from it.
Wow.
So, I mean, bicycles can do hell for on pedestrians too.
Yeah, they can. And that's why you're not supposed to ride on the sidewalks in the city. Yeah.
My wife was riding her bicycle, went to pull on the Metairie Road, and a woman ran a stop sign, turned right, ran her over, wrecked her bicycle, and put her in a hospital.
Oh, my goodness.
So, you know, yeah. So, bicycles, you know, can do serious damage to people, and automobiles can do real serious damage to people, as those two people that died found out.
Mm-hmm.
But so it's a problem. I don't know what the answer is. And I think from the discussions you had, no one has really come up with a good answer.
No, they haven't.
Except that there is a big problem, and we can do a lot of talking about it, and doesn't seem like there's going to be much doing about it. So,
well, John, I'm sorry about your daughter and your wife. It seems like you're not having any luck with bicycles in your life.
No, I rode them when I was a kid. I rode them all over.
No, you were fine. It was just the people around you, huh?
That's right. So,
not to laugh at your misfortune, John, but you were chuckling. Thanks for sharing that with us.
Right.
All right. Bye bye. All right, 504-260-1870 is the number to call, or you can text us at 870-870. We'll take a break here when we come back. David, Rex, Henry, James, Bobby, we're going to try to get to all of you guys and some more of your texts as well at 870-870. Todd Manessa is in for Scoot here on WWL. 504-260-1870 is the number to call if you want to get in and continue our conversation. We'll be right back here on WWL. And welcome back. Todd Manessa is in for Scoot. That's what I said, yeah. Here on WWL. Ian playing DJ in there. Some great music coming in. All right, we're going to continue on with our calls here. 504-260-1870 is the number to call, or you can text us at 870-870. Our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll: should the city of New Orleans have dedicated bike lanes that do not share traffic lanes? You can cast your vote online at WWL.com. Most of you voting online right now, 73% of you say yes, and 27% say no. Here's a text that says, put the bicycles on the neutral ground. Another one says, cyclists want to be safe on the roads and motorists don't want to be inconvenienced. Which is more important? Let's get back to the phones. Let's see, where am I going here? Rex on the West Bank. Hey, Rex, thanks for calling WWL.
How you doing? I got a few points, bear with me, that I want to make on here.
Okay.
First, I got three different options of for his bikes being driven.
Mm-hmm.
One, if there's no – well, let me just start off with this. On the street, they should have those reflected bumps that separate the bike path from the street. That's mm-hmm. designated strictly for the bikers. That way, if a vehicle is driving and it gets out their lane, it'll hit those little bumps and let the driver be wary that, hey, look, I'm out of my lane, which could save some of these people getting hit on bikes. Number two, with some of these new neighborhoods that are coming up and stuff, if they can have an extended sidewalk that specifically has a spot part of that extended sidewalk for bikers, that would also help too. Now, with all that said, too, you know, bikers, they should have a helmet, you know, lights, a reflected vest, orange reflected vest, a horn, and, of course, reflectors on the wheels. I really feel that, you know, all bikers, anyone who is, like, wanting to drive a bike on the road,
mm-hmm.
street bikers, they should have a class taken on this, like, online or something that's done once a week to instruct, you know, bikers about the proper way of handling.
Right.
And I feel then they should be ticketed if they don't follow these laws.
Mm-hmm.
People might not like that, but you got to clean this up with people getting hit by bikes and such. And another thing, too, you know, people who, and this is kind of off the chain, but people who go around stealing bikes, I think they should have stricter laws on that too, punishable, especially ones who, the juveniles who like to steal bikes. But those are some of the things that I'm looking at right there, you know, helping out, you know, to avoid some of this stuff, though. But I'll hang up and hear y'all thoughts, because that's a lot of things. You know, Guy John, I think it was called earlier, you didn't know what to do or what. Well, there you go.
Yeah. Well, no, there's a lot of things. There's been a lot of selections, a lot of suggestions, I should say, that have been made, Rex. And, you know, as far as registering the bikes, you used to do that. And then the police would have a registration on the bike. You used to put your little number on it and all that. And if it did get stolen, it would help to find it. But I don't think they do that anymore.
One other thing, too, on driver's license or state IDs, they should have something of that sort, too. The person who passes that, it should be noted on a state ID that the driver could carry, or a license of some sort, you know, on a driver's license, where you can have a combo, like I'm allowed to drive a bike or a car, or a state ID for someone who just, you know, only has a bike license.
Right.
They should be held accountable to the law, too, because they're going to be sharing the road.
Yep.
And like the gentleman said who got hit by a car, a pedestrian that got hit by a bike, this would help alleviate some of these things and try to make the road safer for everyone. And that's where I stand on that. There's three options there. I don't know if I told you, but the median, too, in between north and southbound traffic, instead of putting trees in the intersections in a median like that, they could put a bike road in there.
Yeah.
Rex, I think
you ought to go to the city council meeting and make all those suggestions, Rex. You got a couple of good ones.
Well, that's not a bad, because it's there are three options. Like over here on Barrett County Boulevard that I'm looking at right here on the West Bank, you have north and southbound traffic, okay? And there's trees and grass in the middle. Why not make that a bike path?
Mm-hmm.
You follow me?
I hear you.
They have to start thinking about, you know, bikers and things of such. If they're going to want to do it, you know, but they got to look ahead to the future on this and start implementing these things now.
Right.
So when there are new roadways built, they can accommodate these the bikers. I'll hang up and I'll listen to everyone else's suggestions. Thank you.
All right, Rex. I thank you. There's a lot of good suggestions there. I got some texts coming in that's saying with respect to two people who were killed, the car wasn't the problem. The bike wasn't the problem. It was a drunk driver. Yes, we've mentioned that several times. The driver went out of the lane to pass and went into the bike lane to pass a slow driver, and he was drunk, and he hit the bicycles. What we're saying is, would it be better to have some sort of barrier between the bike lane and the roadway, as it is in some other cities and in some other countries as well, to prevent that from happening? And I understand everyone keeps saying, well, you understand, it was a drunk driver. It wasn't the bicyclist. I know. We're not blaming the bicyclist, and we're not blaming all motorists on this. And yes, drunk driving is a problem, and that needs to be taken care of. But there are ways you can also put up barriers to stop it. After Katrina, when I-10 was not passable and everyone was using I-12 to get back and forth, there were a lot of accidents of people crossing over, falling asleep, and crossing and hitting on other cars, on oncoming cars. Guess what they did? They put up this big, long wire barrier that goes all down I-12. Now, they did it in sections, and the barrier stops vehicles. I've seen it stop an 18-wheeler. I saw an 18-wheeler go off and hit this thing, and it stopped it. Okay? So there are ways to do it. That's what we're saying. Do we need to do it? And I think it something needs to be done to separate the two. And it's for the safety of both. So drivers know where their lane ends and bikers know where their lane ends. So you don't have the two crossing. And yes, if bicyclists are supposed to follow the same rules as the motorcycle, car drivers, not motorcyclists, but same thing with them too, as motorists. Because they are supposed to stop at the stop signs. They're supposed to stop for the red lights. They're supposed to give hand signals when they turn and so forth and so on. But many people don't know that. And I know I'm getting a lot of texts from motorists that say, I see them running the red lights all the time. I see them running the stop signs all the time. Okay, that's not every person. I have seen bike riders stop for the red light. I have seen bike riders stop at the stop sign. So don't classify them all as one. Yes, there is a problem, and I think it's because a lot of people don't know the rules as to what they are supposed to do on the bikes. 504-260-1870 or text us at 870-870. We'll be right back. It's Todd in for Scoot on WWL. And welcome back. Let's see here. Let's get one last look at our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll. Should the city of New Orleans have dedicated bike lanes that do not share traffic lanes? 73% of you say yes, 27% say no. Let's see if we can. I don't know if we do have time to get one more call in. We could try it. Let's see. Henry in Covington. Go, Henry. We got about a minute and a half.
Okay, well, what I was going to say is given the fact that most of us, all of us, are driving in the most unsafe driving conditions in probably the history of this country, It doesn't seem wise to be encouraging people to be on bicycles and sharing the road with cars.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very minute percentage of people who want to ride bikes, and the idea of spending a significant amount of money to accommodate those people I don't think is very practical. And the idea that you had one of your callers talking about police enforcing regulations and ticketing people, Somebody must not be paying attention to everyday activity, because can't get the police in all these parishes to come to your house if there's a break-in at your house.
Yeah, well, Henry, in the city of New Orleans and in major cities like this, you do have more people riding bikes. You also have people, lower-income folks, that don't have cars that ride bikes. So it is an issue in cities like this. Somewhere in Covington or Mandeville, it's really not that big of an issue. But in the city of New Orleans, it is an issue that they're probably going to have to address at some point. Henry, I'm sorry, I'm completely out of time. Thank you for calling. Thank you for holding on. Thanks for everybody who called in and who texted and got part of the show today. Coming up next, it's Sports Talk with Bobby Hebert and the voice of the Saints, Zach Streif. They're going to talk some more about what's going on with the NFL trading. They got NFL insider Ross Tucker with her coming up at 4:35 and lots of others. Thanks to Ian Hoke. I'll see you guys down the road.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.